Trump, Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports is a 90-10 Issue. By Dylan Gwynn on March 23, 2025. President Trump gave his appraisal on the issue of men competing in women's sports as a political issue. And he says it's 90-10, the American voter wants men out of women's sports. Speaking to OutKick's Clay Travis on Saturday night while attending the NCAA Men's National Wrestling Championships in Philadelphia, Trump made it clear that the American people support him on this issue. "I think it's a 90-10 issue, maybe more," Trump said. "But I do notice it's a 90-10 when the voting booths closed. A lot of people don't talk about it. I don't know why. I think they're making a mistake by not talking about it. It's such a simple thing, it's so basic." Trump wasted no time in tackling the issue after taking office. The president signed the No Men in Women's Sports executive order in early February. The order could result in federal funding loss if any state universities attempted to ignore or circumvent it. The most recent flashpoint for this order came from the state of Maine, where that state's governor, Janet Mills, D, defied Trump at the White House Governor's Conference, saying she would see the president in court to fight his moves to block trans athletes from women's sports. Maine has since relented its opposition to the order after Trump paused $175 million in federal funding to the University of Maine system, USM. Trump demanded an apology from Mills in a Truth Social post. "While the state of Maine has apologized for their governor's strong, but totally incorrect, statement about men playing in women's sports while at the White House Governor's Conference, we have not heard from the governor herself, and she is the one that matters in such cases," Trump wrote. "Therefore, we need a full-throated apology from the governor herself, and a statement that she will never make such an unlawful challenge to the federal government again, before this case can be settled. I'm sure she will be able to do that quite easily. Thank you for your attention to this matter and make America great again. DJT." The Trump administration reinstated funding to the USM after the university system's trans policy aligned with the executive order,